Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, insurance broker, and entrepreneur. We are excited to unpack the new year and go over some topics about Medicare. Really help this become more easy to grasp and understand. We know Medicare is very daunting. It's a very intimidating topic to tackle. And so we aim to make that an easier process for all of our listeners out there. So thanks for tuning in again. Again, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. We provide 30 minutes every week of hard-hitting information about Medicare and all its particulars, trying to shed more light on the subject matter and make more clarity, all right? So every day we help seniors with Medicare plans. We're an independent insurance agency, and we focus on the senior market and helping them basically evaluate the various plan offerings and make the best coverage selections for their needs and budget. And we do this in about 40 states around the country. We represent over 30 different insurance companies, so we are independent, meaning we don't have any kind of allegiance to one particular company, but we represent all the big names you can think of: Florida Blue, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, United Healthcare, Mutual of Omaha, WellCare, and a lot of others. So that's our main goal every day, is just helping the senior market. My wife's also joined us full-time now. She's helping out with doing a lot of the administrative and also kind of an account management role, helping with maintaining our client relationships and reviewing plan offerings. So she has a pharmacist background. So it's going to be a great fit for her, kind of a natural transition. So really excited about that. Just a couple things. Recently, we had our ribbon cutting ceremony here in Tallahassee. And so that was kind of a nice deal there. That was with the Chamber of Commerce. We're actually recently joined the chamber, probably about 3-4 months ago. So kind of wanted to timestamp that with the ribbon cutting, and also announce my wife's entrance into the business full-time, helping out. And so, yeah, we're really excited here in the new year, and definitely excited to talk to our listeners and just help them in any way possible. So today's topic is going to be kind of a complex one, but I'm going to try to make it as simple as possible. And it's called the donut hole. We're going to just unpack what is this donut hole or coverage gap that exists within Part D. And Part D, we've talked about in other broadcasts, is just the prescription drug plan program within Medicare, right? So we'll just talk about it, right? So number one, I want to kind of go over the stages. There's basically four different stages within the donut hole, okay? And so stage one is the deductible stage, right? So what this is essentially that deductible that you have on the Part D drug plan. And every drug plan, not all of them have a deductible, but most do. The present deductible, the max amount it could be, which is set by CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare Services. They set this amount, what the max could be. And then the carriers that offer drug plans, they can establish whatever amount they want, right? Whatever they feel necessary. But just know most of them do set at the max, which presently is $480. Now, it doesn't mean your plan will have that. Many of them do, but it could have anywhere from zero to 480. Most drug plans do have a deductible, and they usually set it at the max amount. But I've seen some that have it at a lower amount. Very few have a zero deductible, and if it is, you're going to pay a much higher premium. But for all intents and purposes, we're going to assume, you know, your plan has this deductible. So like any other deductible in the insurance realm, right, you have to meet that deductible first, and then your drugs are covered. Now, I'll preface that. Most Part D drug plans don't make you pay the drug deductible if you take generic medications, meaning tiers one and two, okay? Now, they don't have to do it that way, but that's how most of them do. If you're a client of mine, most of the drug plans that my customers would have, whether it's a standalone plan or part of a Medicare Advantage plan, that drug plan benefit with the deductible, it usually is only applied on tiers three and above. But assuming you take a tier three, you would have to pay it for sure, or higher. But generally for the tiers and ones and twos, you do not. Okay, so let's move on. So that's stage one, the deductible stage. Stage two is what we call the initial coverage stage. Okay, now this is where you as an individual and the Part D drug plan, the sponsor, begin to kind of share in these drug costs, right? And so you'll pay a fixed amount for these prescription drugs, depending on the tier category that the drug is assigned to, either a copay, which is a fixed amount, or a coinsurance, which is a percentage. So generally speaking, tiers one and two are the generics. So a lot of times what you'll see for a tier one is it can be zero, could be free, right? Or it's a dollar or two. It's usually pretty minimal. Tier two is also a generic, but it's considered a non-preferred generic. Okay, so tier one's preferred generic is the least expensive drug cost, right? So it's typically free or a dollar. Tier two is non-preferred generic. Usually it's going to be more expensive, but not terribly so. Anywhere from $4 to maybe $8 copay, depending on the drug plan, right? Then when you hit tier three, that can be anywhere from $42 to maybe $50. Sometimes it's a percentage. And then tier four and tier five, the most expensive drug tiers, are always typically a percentage amount of the drug cost, okay? So this is kind of how it's structured within a particular drug plan. You're going to pay the cost according to the drug tier. And this is that initial coverage stage, right? So for example, let's take an example of Eliquis. That's an expensive blood thinner. And that drug is very commonly prescribed now. If you've had a cardiovascular issue like a heart attack, a stroke, pacemaker, bypass surgery, AFib, right? Heart valve replacement, anything like that, they're generally going to put you, that cardiologist, on a blood thinner. It's kind of a preventative thing. And usually you'll take it, you know, for the foreseeable future. Most of them are fairly expensive. Eliquis is one of the more common ones, but there's also Xerox, Pradaxa and Xeralto, also quite expensive. And they're usually tier three, sometimes tier four meds, but typically a tier three. So this is a perfect example where, you know, the retail price of Eliquis is about $500. You know, if you're filling that, you're going to pay that drug deductible, and then you're going to pay the coinsurance amount, which on a lot of plans, you know, it could be 15, 20%, or a lot of times it's a fixed amount, around 45, let's say, which is not bad. A $45 copay is, you know, like a tenth, right, of the retail cost. That's a good deal. But now we're going to get ready to start into this donut hole and talk about what that is. And, you know, a lot of my consumers that have expensive drugs, that, you know, they know about this, but maybe they don't know all the mechanics of it. And that's why I wanted to unpack it. 80% of people that have Medicare drug plans don't go through the donut hole. They don't experience this. So for many of you listening out there, they're fairly healthy, take no medications, or very few that are just generic. You're like, why are we talking about this? But it's good to know about it. Okay. It's a good topic, and it may impact you in the future. And this way you'll have a little bit of education on it. But for those that are going through it, they definitely know stage three, we're going to get to in just a second, is the coverage gap or donut hole. And this is when your drug cost essentially reach a threshold, okay? And it's based on what you and your plan spend, okay, for the year. And it's not that high. The amount is $4,430. And that's considered the initial coverage limit. And so when you and your plan, basically what they're doing is they're adding up the drug cost and your copays, right? Everything between both what you, the plan sponsor, or the plan sponsor, and you as the patient, what you pay, when those figures reach $4,430, then you enter this donut hole, which is stage three. But I want to just, for anybody tuning in with us just now, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. If you have questions about today's topic, this donut hole we're discussing, the coverage gap, you can give us a call. Our number is 850-632-0033. And toll free, the number is 1-800-414-2044 if you're listening outside the Tallahassee area. And also check out our website. We have a lot of information. We've been posting articles weekly, and I believe I have a couple articles up there about the donut hole, so you can read about this on your own time if you'd like in more clarity. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. And of course, Justin Colvin, I'm your host. Been doing this now for almost a year, this show, and we've been in the Medicare space for close to 7 years. So we bring a lot of value, a lot of expertise, and just good informative knowledge regarding Medicare. So this next stage we're going to talk about again is the coverage gap, right, or donut hole. So this is like, drum roll, please, right? We're finally getting into the meat of this. And again, as I mentioned, most people will never experience this unless you hit this coverage limit we just talked about, the $4,430 amount in drug cost, okay? You won't experience this, but many people will. Even with just this one medication we took as an example, this Eliquis, the retail drug price is about $500 a month. So if you just take, you know, $4,430, that's the total, you know, total dollars spent towards prescription drug costs. If you take that $4,430 divided by $499, you're going to come up with about eight point something. So if you think of it in terms of this, every year this donut hole resets every January 1st. So just simple math, that puts you into the donut hole timing-wise, if you're filling, you know, Eliquis from January 1st, around August. So summer, right? Late summertime. And so at that juncture, your fixed copay amount that we were talking about, this $45, is going to experience a pretty big jump, right? So we're coming up against a break. I'm going to talk about what that new cost will be on the other side, and we're going to unpack this a little bit further, and I'm going to give you some actionable tips on ways maybe to not experience the donut hole or try to prevent yourself from getting into it. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. Today we're unpacking the donut hole. No, we're not talking about sweet, delicious treats. It's not that sweet if you're in Medicare when you hear about the donut hole. So we're just going to, you know, continue on what we were discussing in the first segment. So this term is colloquially is known as the donut hole, also known as the coverage gap, is essentially like a limitation within the Part D prescription drug plans. Right. So when you hit a certain threshold in cost, which we just got kind of up to that juncture in the first segment, your costs go up, your copay, which sucks. Right. Nobody likes that. But let's talk about just a couple reasons why they built Part D the way they did. Now, think about it this way. If there were no donut hole, there were no limitation, and you just paid a fixed small copay for super expensive drugs, what do you think would have to happen to the price of the drug plan? But yeah, of course, it would have to go up. Right. Drug plans today are very minimal. They can be as little as, some of them are as little as $7 a month. Yes, that's correct. $7 a month. There's one particular company that offers one that cheap. But generally speaking, they run anywhere from $15 to maybe $30 a month, right? That's probably the average for a Part D prescription plan. That's pretty minimal. So you can't expect them to pay like a dirt cheap copay for a very expensive medication all year. How would they make money? Charging you $15 a month. There's no way they would lose. Insurance companies have to be profitable to continue their operations. So part of the reason they did this was to keep the drug plans affordable for the majority of the population, because most people don't take super expensive drugs all their life. It's not that common. 20%, it's like the 80-20 rule. 20% of people on Medicare that take prescription drugs enter this donut hole. So, you know, would you want the alternative, which is no donut hole, but then your drug plan premium is $100 a month or $200 a month? I don't think you'd want that. Most people would not want that, okay? Now, the folks that are taking expensive drugs might say, well, yeah, let's do that, because obviously they benefit from it. But is that fair to penalize all the rest of the members that have drug plans and make them charge, you know, charge them multiple $100 of premium per month to cover these additional costs? So this is kind of why they did it. They want to keep the Part D prescription drug plan program affordable, right, for the majority of participants, and that's how they did it. Now, we'll say a couple good things as well. The donut hole's come down tremendously. It used to be in early 2011, you would have had to pay 100% of your drug costs in the donut hole. Today, it's only 25%, okay? And people are still complaining about this, but we're going to talk about the specifics on this donut hole, but it's come down. The size of this donut hole or coverage gap has shrunk considerably. And this is actually due to the Affordable Care Act, which is known as Obamacare. It's one of the pieces of legislation that really created the, you know, Affordable Care Act healthcare exchange for those under 65, but it also impacted Medicare in some capacity. And this is one of the things, which is actually a good thing for those that take expensive drugs. It's reducing this cost. But let's go back again to the stage three coverage gap donut hole and unpack that a little bit further. And again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. And we just try to cover new topics every week about Medicare and provide more education and more insight into the Medicare program. Our number, if you have questions, again, is 850-632-0033. Our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So again, I was referencing that number, $4,430. When you hit that, that's the initial coverage limit, okay? That's the cost that essentially both you and the health plan pay, okay, together, when it reaches that amount. And a lot of times people just go off the retail drugs. So that one medication we had used as an example, Eliquis, which list priced around $499. Some places a little cheaper, but typically between $450 and $500 is about the monthly cost. And then after assuming you've met your deductible, stage one, then you go to stage two, you're paying this copay amount, which typically is, this is a tier three drug. So let's assume it's a $45 copay, which is about right, about average. Okay, you're going to pay that until you hit this initial coverage limit, which is $4,430. At that juncture, you don't pay the copay anymore. You now pay a percentage. So now you're in the donut hole, which is you pay 25% coinsurance for all covered generic and covered brand name prescriptions. So this drug, just simple math, $500 retail price. If you're paying 25% of that, obviously that's a lot more than $45 copay, right? It's $125, or actually no, $135 copay, right? I just took 25% of $500, okay? And so you come up to, did I do that right? 25% of 500. No, it's 125. So $125 copay is certainly much larger than the 45 you were paying. And that's where people, I get these phone calls about mid-year. I don't understand what's going on. My drug plan's not working the way it's supposed to. I've got to pay this much higher copay. I'm getting ripped off. No, you're not getting ripped off. It's the way the plan's designed. And here's the thing. You can't eliminate this. You know, this donut hole is essentially like it's hardwired into every Medicare Part D prescription drug plan, whether you get it by itself, standalone, or if you get it in combination with your Medicare Advantage plan. It's just the way the system is built. However, like I mentioned, it used to be a lot worse than this. So some people, like I said, in the early 2000s and whatnot, before they agreed to kind of shrink this donut hole, would have had to pay 50%, 75%. I mean, it used to be 100%. Imagine that. Imagine having to pay, instead of 25% of your brand name, you know, drugs, it'd be 100%. So that $4.99 monthly price tag for Eliquis, imagine having to pay that every single month. I mean, that really sucks, right? For several months until you get to the catastrophic gap, if you even get there, which is the next phase you're going to go to. But things have definitely improved. That's the bottom line. I want to make sure that's clear. All right, let's move into the last stage, which is stage four, catastrophic, okay? And this, most people will never get to the, you know, donut hole. And then even a smaller percentage of that will even get to the catastrophic. But if you do, then your costs shrink down considerably, okay? But this number is also, it's defined every year. Medicare comes out with these new numbers for the initial coverage limit, the catastrophic gap, stage, and they usually get indexed by inflation. But this year in 2022, the coverage gap ends, you enter the catastrophic gap, when you have spent $7,050 in total out-of-pocket drug costs. $7,050. Now, they count your they don't count your premium, okay? That doesn't go into this calculation, but they do count your drug copays and they do count your deductible, okay? So this might be a while. If you haven't reached that number, then you're still going to be in the coverage gap. But for folks that take really expensive medications, or for example, this can be a huge protection mechanism. If you are a cancer patient or have some obscure disease and there's some medication that's a specialty tier, super expensive, it could be $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 a month, right? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to hit the coverage gap pretty much month one or month two, right? And then you'll be into the catastrophic gap within just a few months later because the drug costs are so expensive, right? So this does actually protect a lot of people. And if you're one of those folks that's hit the catastrophic gap, at that point, you know, you only pay a very small percentage. It's 5% coinsurance for generics or all other drugs, or a fixed dollar amount, whichever is greater. But the dollar amounts are very small, $3.95 and $9.85 respectively. So at that point, the drug plan is going to be paying a significant portion. They're paying 95%, right? Essentially, because you're only paying 5%. But that doesn't happen for most people. But that's stage four, and that's the catastrophic coverage stage. But just to talk about maybe some techniques to avoid this donut hole. Like I said, most people, it's not going to impact them. You know, the majority of folks don't take a lot of expensive medications. But if you do, there are a few tactics that you can employ to help reduce your odds of going through the donut hole. And I kind of want to jump into those. So first and foremost, try to take generics whenever possible. Now, I know there's situations where you can't, or maybe you have an adverse reaction, or maybe there's no generic available. I get that. But if there is a generic medication available and you can take it, that's going to be a huge benefit to you because it's going to reduce your costs, right? And any way you can reduce your total cost is going to help you not hit this donut hole, you see? Okay, so that's one. Secondly, you can ask your drug plan. You can ask the plan sponsor, whether it be United Healthcare or Aetna or Humana, for what they call a tiering or formulary exception. Now, what this is, drugs are again assigned to different drug tiers. You can ask the plan sponsor, hey, I know my, you know, XYZ drug is a tier four. I really need this medication. I can't afford it. Can you consider dropping it maybe to a tier three? And that can and does happen. I'm not saying it's going to always happen, and they could certainly tell you no, but the worst they can say is no. They could say yes, and sometimes it does. If it's a needed drug and maybe you have some difficulty, they've been known to do that. That can also reduce your costs, right? And the out-of-pocket expenditures, which also reduces your likelihood of hitting the donut hole. Another one is just something holistically. Try to reduce the total number of meds by exercising and losing weight, reducing stress, getting in better shape, and maybe you can get off some of these medications. Many of the most expensive medications, not always, but many of them, are due to lifestyle. If you think about like diabetes and heart conditions, much of that can be attributed to diet and lifestyle. And there's some ways you can maybe improve those metrics. You may not have to take these expensive medications, right? Also, talk to your physician or pharmacist about exchanging maybe some of your expensive pricey meds for less expensive alternatives that can be just as effective, okay? And then one more thing I'll mention, there's manufacturer coupons and also take advantage of physician samples. If you're not filling the drugs through the drug plan, then it's not counted towards that donut hole. So these are ways to kind of get costs reduced and just get drugs at no additional cost for yourself. Anyway, I hope this has been helpful. This is Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We appreciate you tuning in. Check back in with us next week. Whoa!